Chaos erupts as Democrats adopt GOP motion to restrict Chinese access to American infrastructure projects. By Sean Moran on July 1, 2020. 39 House Democrats defected and voted for a House GOP motion on Wednesday to restrict Chinese access to American infrastructure projects if those Chinese companies commit human rights abuses. Representative Rick Crawford, RR, introduced a motion to recommit, which would limit China's access to American infrastructure programs if the Chinese state-owned or operated enterprises or Chinese companies help construct Uyghur concentration camps. The motion to recommit, which was adopted by the House, will now send the House Democrats' $1.5 trillion infrastructure bill back to the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee and include Crawford's provision to curb Chinese access to U.S. infrastructure projects as long as they commit human rights abuses. The House adopted Crawford's motion to recommit with 224 votes in favor of the measure and 193 votes against the proposal. This marks the seventh time that the GOP has forced Democrats to amend their bill by approving a motion to recommit. The Republicans' victory also calls into question House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's DCA ability to control her rank and file members from defecting and voting for GOP measures. Political experts and reporters have previously written that Republican wins on motions to recommit votes serve as an embarrassment for Democrat leadership. Republicans contended on Wednesday that domestic infrastructure projects should not go to Chinese government firms that oppress their own citizens. "We can't afford to allow the Chinese government to take control of our power grid or broadband system. And we all know that allowing Chinese companies to compete for these projects often opens the door to Chinese government control," Crawford said when introducing his amendment on the House floor on Wednesday. "Time and again, China has demonstrated its hostility to America's interests and international standards of transparency and accountability while violating basic human morality," he added. "We have a moral obligation to ensure that no government that treats its citizens this way, and none of its state-sponsored companies that help them do it, benefits from the majority's spending spree," Crawford added. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.